Welcome to The Ground Truth, a cybercrime magazine podcast series brought to you by ExtraHop. In this series, we'll discuss how network data helps you get to the ground source of truth for cyber attacks. ExtraHop is a cyber analytics and security provider specializing in cloud-native network detection and response for hybrid enterprises. To learn more about ExtraHop, visit extrahop.com. I'm your host, Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Here with me today is Sri Sundaralingam, VP of Security and Cloud Solutions at ExtraHop. Sri, welcome back. Great to have you with us again.
Thank you, Hillary. Great to be back with you.
So Sri, most businesses are familiar with the challenges of siloing your IT centers, the SOC and NOC from each other. So talk to me about the business opportunities that organizations could realize if they knock down those walls.
Great question, Hillary. When you look at a typical large enterprise organization, their network operations center or their security operations center, there are dozens and dozens, sometimes up to 50 to 60 different tools which are used in a network operations center, a NOC, or a security operations center as well. So the challenge becomes when the IT and the security teams use these different tools, when you have to deal with day-to-day incidents, right? Where both teams have to kind of work together, the IT team, IT operations teams, for example, with the security team, the efficiency of the response is impacted, right? Because there's chaos at the beginning of, let's say, a very high severe incident that's being investigated, okay, just to collect the data, right?
Yeah.
And then, right, once you have access to the right data, you agree you have the right data, then you can start investigating it. And so that's been an ongoing challenge in terms of, when you have, sort of tooling that's not common across these teams, and then that results in disjointed data sets and blind spots. How do you go about day-to-day incident response to large-scale incidents you're dealing with? The other issue I'll also talk about later on in our conversation is, supporting business initiatives, like specifically digital transformation opportunities.
Okay.
So, right, if you think about during 2020, COVID-19 pandemic, a lot of organizations were forced to build out more in the cloud, reimagine their applications, rebuild or launch new applications. And so when you have to support these digital transformation opportunities, it's in the best interest of the IT and the security teams to, work together and be more efficient. So those are the, points I would make in terms of, why it makes a lot more sense to think about, some sort of common tooling between network operations and security operations teams.
Okay. And shared tooling has the ability to respond to an incident. And so, Sri, walk me through incident response before and after building a joint SOC and NOC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as I mentioned before, when you don't have a joint SOC and NOC scenario, mm-hmm, right? The situation a lot of organizations would deal with is, security would be told to go investigate an incident, right? Mm. And then, so they would then ask the network and the IT operations teams for additional data, like packet capture, for example, right? They need forensics to be able to go back and investigate, or even investigate a current incident that's going on. And then the IT and the network teams have to go figure out who has access to the packet capture tool. This causes a lot of confusion in terms of which tools are they using, where can they get the different data set that the security team actually needs, and meanwhile the clock is ticking, right?
Yeah.
And in a very high priority incident that causes downtime to your organization, both teams are, held accountable, right? It's not just the security team, it's also the IT teams that are held accountable to resolve those incidents quickly and restore, the operations, right? The business, day-to-day operations. So that's problem number one, right? It's just the amount of time it takes to track down the right tool and the right data set. Both teams can agree to then go investigate. The other issue then we also run into is whether it's packets or whether it's metadata, like analytics data, right, that you're collecting. Storage is finite, right? If you think about it, all of this require a lot of storage if you're a large enterprise. And, they may not have enough look back in silo tools, right? Like, especially we've had more and more security incidents that has required a substantial look back, beyond just 24 hours, right? You need to go back days, weeks, even months to see, what may have perpetuated a security incident and to be able to investigate the full exposure, right, due to that security incident and then be able to put a plan together between the security and the IT team to go remediate, right, all the impact due to that security incident. So that's another issue, right? When you have these silo tools, then storage is finite, then you run into, okay, we can't go back more than, X number of hours or days. So that becomes another issue. So, I think after, if you're able to get to a joint, let's say a SOC and NOC solutions, I would make the case, the job is a lot easier for the security and the IT teams, right? Okay. Let's say, right, in a common tooling environment, the security team, has access to those tools immediately, right? They don't need to go ask IT team for, access. They have access to that data, right? And then they can get their fingerprints on that data, whether it's metadata they're using to go look back for, days and weeks, or even packet data, right? In order to be able to really, identify what may be causing the security incident itself. So this makes the whole process, much easier, when you have that common tooling, common shared data set, and you're able to scale it, right? Not just for days, but weeks and perhaps months to be able to go back and investigate the incidents and jointly work together to remediate.
Okay, so the benefits to the security teams clear. But what are the benefits for the network teams? Why should they shift their workflows and potentially uproot their tooling to benefit the security team?
Mm-hmm. A great question. ExtraHop, our solution, our network detection and response solution, RevealX solution, we've seen hundreds and hundreds of organizations around the world deployed where both IT operations and security teams both leverage, the common tooling and data set in their joint SOC and NOC environment. And we've seen many benefits. And I can share you, three key benefits. Number one, again, going back to supporting business initiatives, digital transformation projects, right? You can deliver on time and IT becomes a strategic weapon to the company, right? Mm-hmm. They become partners in innovation rather than just a cost center. So whenever there is an opportunity for these two teams to kind of work together, use common tooling improve their efficiencies, right? Like the remote access scenario, we talked about it in one of your previous podcast mm-hmm. discussion, when you're forced to scale up remote access, right, and if you can use a common right solution between the security and the IT teams to monitor security risk due to remote access, and then to be able to also troubleshoot connectivity issues or application performance issues specific to users who are coming in through remote access termination points, it's a win-win situation. Okay. For both teams when they can use a common solution. And we've seen that many times with our customers. The number two reason I would say is addressing the skill set shortage in the cybersecurity industry, right?
Right.
And this has been a long-term chronic issue to fix. And what we've seen with our customers is when IT operations and security teams work together, it gives IT operation team members an opportunity to learn security, right? Mm-hmm. And some of them decide, hey, I want to continue to build my career more by moving into a security team. So it gives them a growth path, right? So the benefit to the organization is you can scale, right? Security by getting the two teams working together. And then individually for, I would say for an IT team, specifically IT operations team, it gives their members growth path for learning, right? Continue to learn and evolve in their career. And, you know, the number three reason I would say is, you can find, you know, a lot of cost savings by looking for opportunities, right, for joint tooling, right, for both teams to be able to leverage. So mm-hmm. we've seen many scenarios where, right, the organizations were using similar type of tools on the network operations and security operations at time. Like, for example, network forensics is an interesting scenario where network operations teams could be using a tool for monitoring network incidents and for network forensics, versus a security team could be using a similar tool, but with security, you know, let's say capabilities added on for threat detection. But at the end of the day, they're also using it for network forensics, right? To be able to go back and investigate security incidents. So by coming together, right, and adopting a common solution, you know, there is a, you know, overall CapEx and OpEx savings then that you could use if you're the person hitting up the IT organization and the security organization by working together. You could apply that to fund other initiatives, right, between the IT and security teams.
Great. Well, that's really helpful. And I'm sure our listeners will really enjoy learning more about that. So Sri, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Great. Thank you, Hillary. Really enjoyed our conversation.
I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. The Ground Truth is brought to you by ExtraHop, a cyber analytics and security provider specializing in cloud-native network detection and response for hybrid enterprises. To learn more about our sponsor, ExtraHop, visit extrahop.com. And you can listen to all of our podcasts at cybercrime.radio.